Five calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. You're going to decide. Can you claim a parking spot at work that doesn't have your name on it in a public parking lot?
Here's what happened, all right? We used to have, we have a very large parking lot around a large building that doesn't have a lot of tenants currently at this time. So for the most part, we get our pick of parking. And the other thing is we're here, you know, earlier than basically everybody else. There's maybe a dozen of us here that early in the morning. So we used to park on either sides of the parking lot. They would get their preferred spots. We would get our preferred spots. Then they started construction, made us all move to the back while they redid the lobby. Now, when we went to the back, Anna, where did we park? We didn't park in the spots that other people that park here do.
No.
Because we gave them the courtesy because we said, this is where you typically park. This is your domain. We'll go to the second row. Now they flipped the script here. They're working on the back side of the lobby. The front side of the lobby's back open, which means we're back in our area, Anna Zapp.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Nobody's respecting our spaces. Everybody is parking where you and I were always the designated parkers.
So here's the problem is that
I've had enough.
Raven gets really worked up about this. And is it annoying? Like, sure. Like, I've been parking in that same spot for a decade, you know? And for 6 months, they've had construction. And so I haven't parked in my spot. And I kind of just parked wherever it was open.
You were excited to get back to your spot, weren't you?
I was really. I mean, like,
don't act like you weren't.
For 10 years, I parked in that spot. Like, you know, like, of course it means something to me. It's like the first spot when you walk in. Like,
uh-huh.
It was my spot.
To you, it's the perfect choice for your vehicle.
Right. I don't get here first thing anymore. Now I probably get here, like, I'm probably like maybe the 10th person to get here.
Something like that.
And people park in our spot. Now, Raven is so furious that he wants to, like, send out this mass email being like, respect our spots, stop parking in our spots. But the truth of the matter is like, it's a public parking lot in our building. Like, there's no names on them. They get here earlier. Like, as much as it pains me inside, they can park in our spots. They're not our spots.
Here's the thing. I think a couple of them are getting here earlier on purpose.
Oh, really?
Because I still get here super early, all right? Mm-hmm. And I would always leave your spot open and then park next to your spot. Why? That's just a courtesy that I give to you.
It's respect. It's a respect
thing. That's right. It's exactly right. And now there's no respect coming from that way whatsoever. Furthermore, somebody went to the store the other day. So you got my spot.
Yeah.
You got my spot in the parking lot because somebody went to the store after they had already come here originally and they complained to me about it in the hallway.
Yeah.
And I nearly went volcano.
Right.
I nearly was like, wait a minute, what?
But then when she found out that it was my car, she got real quiet.
That's right. That's right. She ain't going to put it there again. I'm betting you.
I understand that this is probably difficult to follow, but essentially what we're asking you, Five Calls says it all, 1-800-330-9999, is can you actually claim a spot at work if it's a public parking lot? Like, there's no name, there's no number.
Hey, this is private property.
Uh-huh.
All right.
What do you do at work? Do you have your own spot and would you get upset if somebody parked in it? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. We'll take the first five calls. Five calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Can you claim a parking spot at work? For years, Raven and I have parked in the exact same two spots here at the studio. Well, they're doing construction now. They closed off half the lot and now our coworkers are parking in our spots. Raven wants to confront them. I say we can't because they're not technically our spots. What do you think? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I 100% think so. It's like back in school when you had the desk that you would sit at. If someone took your desk, it would just throw off the whole vibe of the room. It's common courtesy.
And everybody knew. So it was like a seismic shift if somebody did that. Like, nothing would be right. Anything could happen at that point. You're exactly right. Thank you for being realistic about this. Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Can you claim a spot that doesn't really belong to you?
Well, here's the situation. I worked at a factory long, long time ago. I didn't really know there was really kind of spots like the spots you're saying. No one had numbers on them. There was nothing on them. One time I got back from lunch, and this guy comes out. He starts yelling. I said, what's going on? He goes, well, that's my spot. I said, I didn't know it. He literally threatened me, like bodily harm, if I didn't move my car at that point.
Yep. But then after that, you learned to respect. After that,
Raven would like
you
to
respect
people.
I mean, right.
I'm just trying to keep the peace in the building.
He told other people. He told other people about it too. He made a big stink over, you know. Oh, Jim did this.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to threaten anybody. I just wish that they were better people.
Yeah.
I just wish that they were better people.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
And Ann Raven, Five Calls says it all. Can you claim a parking space at work for your own?
Hello, yeah. So I want to just say, first of all, I love you guys. And then about the question, I think that's ridiculous if some people think that's my spot forever. That's a public parking, and that's the really childish way to think about it.
Well, I'm a terrible person, but I do prefer where it is that I park.
Raven is so mad
that
somebody
you for
disagrees
your
with him.
Thank
yeah.
you for your opinion.
I agree. Yeah. Like, what are we going to do? Like, there's nothing you can do. You so just have to brush it off.
So you're just going to live in sadness the rest of your life, and instead of, you know, letting me handle it, you're happy to let me handle it.
Well,
don't act like you're not.
Let you be the crazy person,
that's
not
right.
me.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you. And on Raven, Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Can you claim a spot that doesn't really belong to anybody?
You can't if you're not assigned spots by your employer or the building. But in my instance, I get in early than other people, like an hour early, and the parking lot is like totally empty. And I had a coworker that after a year that I've been parking in the same spot, all of a sudden just starts to take that spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no. If you don't have the signed spots, you cannot.
So legally, you understand the legality of the situation, but on the other hand, you hate it, and you are willing to maybe file a complaint against somebody.
HR.
No. Maybe with the town and ordinance. It's harassment.
I contemplated going to work early just to get my spot
right.
back.
No. Yeah, and I believe that's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Anna and Raven, Five Calls says it all. Can you claim a spot that's not yours?
Oh, absolutely. I've been parking in the same spot for 7 years. This new guy all of a sudden thinks he's got the right to park in my spot.
I get what you're saying, man. It's serious, serious work. Anybody who thinks that they don't have a reserved spot at work, Anna, I don't know who that person is. Will you just park somewhere else every single day? That's crazy.
That's what people do.
No, that's what you do when you're going to the mall.
I mean,
all right? That's not what you do when you're going to work.
Yeah.
And if I worked at the mall,
yeah.
by the way, I'd have an assigned spot there, too, even if it didn't have my name on it.
There's no way you can have an assigned spot at the mall.
No,
can't.
I would.
You work at a strip mall, you're going to reserve a spot, unless it says reserved for then the store that you work at. You can't do that.
No, I'm going to have it. Trust me when I tell you.